Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Melissa Luke is with us too, ladies and gentlemen. Melissa is a professional motivational speaker. She is the author of Life in the World of YOMO, a 12 Steps to a Perfect Career. She is an adjunct professor at Boise State University. She is helping people through the science of human analytics change the way they think, and you know, that's been tried by a number of women on me, and it still hasn't worked so far, so we'll see how Dr. Luke does it today. Melissa Luke, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
So you're going to give it your best shot? You're going to use human analytics to try to change the way I think?
Well, not the way you think. You think well.
That's the way to get invited back. Good job.
But human analytics is actually, that's the side that I'm helping small companies, businesses try to implement with inside their organization. I'm a serial entrepreneur myself and push entrepreneurship and innovation in my classes and in the book. And so the human analytics is really when you have people inside your organization, you have to look at the human component instead of just your financial statements to make
right.
sure you're profitable.
Right. So that's what you mean when you say human analytics. You're saying don't just look at the classic assets, resources that you have, but include the human factor.
Exactly. Currently, 80% of the United States doesn't like what they do in their jobs, and so I really push people to
go innovate.
Do you
think that's high because of the current state of the marketplace and the economy, or is that do you think it was like that maybe say 5 years ago, 6 years ago?
I think it was like that 5 years ago.
80%. 80%.
I think it has been high for quite a few years. In fact, it's been high for I think over a decade.
Interesting.
To tell you the truth.
Interesting. Well, I do believe it's high. I don't think. Let me put it this way: wherever we are right now, I know is higher than I've ever seen it in my life.
Exactly.
But I do attribute it to post 2008. The increase, I guess I should say, or the intensity of, but regardless, I think you are right about, regardless of whether it's 60% or 80%, it's a number that is really not healthy, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, I pulled 1,500 managers across the United States over the last year. Nice random sample with different nonprofit, public, private, all levels of management. And I asked them a question. I said, on a scale of 100%, zero being you hate your job so much that you have to give yourself self-affirmations in the shower to get to work in the morning, and a five is I'm just too lazy to polish off my resume and stick it on monster.com, and a 10 is I cannot wait to go to work the next day.
Yeah.
And that averaged in the last 1,500 managers at a 67%, which is
wow.
fairly low. That's a D in the academic structured
class. Yeah, and the affirmation would be something like, I do like to eat.
Exactly.
eating is a good thing.
Eating is a good thing.
being able to get in and out of the rain is a good thing. So so what do we do? How do we fix this?
Well, that's it. That's an excellent question, Jim, and it's one that I actually push in my college classes as well. There's a lot of reasons why people don't like their careers, and I think a lot of other people I don't think it's their job that they hate. I think they don't like the people around them and the management that's managing them.
I'm okay, so you're not. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And we can't change people, so you got to change yourself. And I really work on younger people to start companies, and that's what this book is really about, is changing your mindset when you go out into the work world. And I'm not a big fan of going to work for anybody. In fact, my background is highly entrepreneurial, and I very rarely have gone to work for other companies. I've analyzed them, but we need to change our mindset and start to think more like children. If we go back to that mindset where you can do anything and start mm-hmm. anything, I think you're going to be happier if you start your own company and work for yourself. I mean, if anybody's going to make you miserable, it might as well be yourself, not somebody else. So I think people are happier when they start their own companies. I think people are fearful. And I think a lot of people
Would you agree with me? I mean, this is what you're saying is my life. I've dedicated my career and my life to this. But at the same time, I have to say that being a business owner is not for everybody. What do you think?
I would 100% agree. But I think there are more entrepreneurs out there than people think. I think people can innovate. I just don't think that they think they're innovative.
Yeah, I think you're right, and a lot of it has to do with how you're wired, and maybe a misunderstanding of what it takes to be an entrepreneur. What do you think?
Exactly, and I think some people give up in the middle of their thoughts. In fact, Seth Godin, I'm not certain if you read his book, The Dip, but he says, I feel like giving up, not all day, of course, but I do have my moments, and we do all have our moments. It's just you have to struggle to push through. And basically remind yourself that pretty much you can do it if you have the desire to do it.
So is this the thing that you encourage people to do when you talk to people about getting their you know, about finding some happiness, finding some kind of meaningfulness in their life? You say, you know, don't go looking for a better job, or don't try to improve where you are. Just start a business.
Well, some people do just need to go find another job. In fact, I tell people to fire themselves, and sometimes we learn that we're not as important inside of a company as we think we are. So if you fire yourself and walk out,
or that we couldn't live without that job.
Exactly. Yeah. But I do promote people even to start thinking on a different level at home. Even if they have a full-time job, they can start looking at what they like to do and start playing with that, tinkering with it. What kind of ideas do you have? And I'm a real big team person, so there's probably other people out there that would like to do the same thing. They're just not doing it as well.
What you just said is really, in my opinion, the proper building block way to go to transition from employee to employer, from employee to entrepreneur. And that is, before you... You know, especially today when equity, when personal equity is so tough right now, unlike it was, you know, say 10 years ago, the reason we don't have more startups is because the personal equity has been eroded. And,
exactly.
And that's how you start, as you know, that's how you get started. When you start out with your own credit, your own assets mostly. But until you can build that up, start out with an idea, try to build something small, and number one, see if this is what you want to do. Number two, see if this is how you want to do it.
Exactly.
We need that website, Melissa.
It's drmelissaluke.com.
And she's our guest. She's our new friend. And her book is called Life in the World of YOMO, 12 Steps to a Perfect Career. We'll come back. I'm going to ask her, what's YOMO? 20 after. Stay with us.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.